Maybe.
Yeah, they're not doing it anymore. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. New this morning, Prince George's County Executive Rushton Baker is making it official today. He is running for governor of Maryland. Baker makes the announcement in a video he released a couple of hours ago.
I'm Rushton Baker, and I'm running for governor to build a future that works for all of us. Maryland must be a barrier against hate and a beacon for hope and opportunity.
Baker joins what could be a crowded field of Democrats looking to oust popular Republican Larry Hogan next year. Another special election? Another victory for Republicans.
He was not even as close as polls and pundits predicted. Republican Karen Handel took Georgia's 6th District House seat by nearly 13,000 votes, a more than 5% margin. Handel thanked President Trump and others for coming to her aid in the face of a tough Democratic opponent.
I said to everyone that this was going to be a very, very tight race. It was going to be contentious.
The nation's most expensive House race in history saw John Ossoff try to crack traditional Republican territory in light of President Trump's low approval ratings. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Hundreds came to a vigil in Charlottesville last night in memory of UVA student Otto Warmbier, who died Monday after being freed from a North Korean prison. Warmbier would have graduated from UVA last month. Nabra Hassanan is set to be laid to rest today, and friends and family of the murdered 17-year-old say they will leave it to police to decide if her death was in fact the result of a hate crime.
We're all in shock. We're all in pain. We are all missing her.
Imam Mohammed Majid and the community at the Adams Center all say Nabra Hassanan was a special person.
Nabra has revolutionized and inspired an entire community.
Adams Center chaplain Joshua Salam says he understands those that may think this was a hate crime.
And that has nothing to do with the investigation.
As the police still say it was road rage that led to her death, Salam says there's a healthy relationship between the police and the Adams community.
We trust our chief. We trust the local law enforcement officials that they are looking into it.
Steve Burns on WMAL. WMAL.com.
On Inauguration Day in D.C., more than 200 people were arrested. Many of those cases are still unresolved, and now the ACLU is getting involved again.
This afternoon, the D.C. chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union plans to release what it says is new information about police conduct on Inauguration Day. The group has claimed officers violated protesters' rights by using pepper spray and using other force. AU Associate Professor Kathy Schneider.
I was out there, and I didn't see any violence on the part of the protesters.
There were bursts of chaos when anti-fascist protesters smashed storefronts and bus stops. Officers launched flashbang devices in response, but Schneider says those arrested shouldn't have been.
The reason they're the ones who police caught is because they were the nonviolent ones.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
When you get your driver's license, you have to specify if you're a male or a female. But one D.C. council member wants another option.
I introduced legislation that will require the DMV to issue licenses that are not gender specific.
Ward 1 council member Brianna Doe says instead,
if a person doesn't identify as either male or female, they can choose the letter X instead.
Last week, Oregon became the first state to add a non-binary option on licenses. A similar bill is working its way through the California State House. If the measure passes here in D.C., drivers could choose F, M, or X on their licenses. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County is planning to host two fireworks displays this 4th of July. One will take place in Germantown, the other in Kensington. Both will start around 9:15 in the evening. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,467, the Nasdaq at 6188. Sports, a strong performance by Gio Gonzalez leads the Nationals to a win over Miami. Manny Machado homers twice as the Orioles beat Cleveland. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next in traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The Big Screen Store's 4th of July 2-for-1 savings blast. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. Watch for delays already. Urbana heading down toward 109. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. It's been pretty mellow. Good start here. A lot of volume just starting to form as you head into town, as expected. DC 295 as you push south, coming off of 50 and the BW Parkway down toward Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Currently nothing reported in the way there. Top side of the Beltway starts to slow just after New Hampshire Avenue and round in towards Silver Spring. Virginia Beltway off to a great start. Unfortunately for Metro Rail, they're dealing with track issues outside of Federal Center, and as a result, orange, blue, silver line trains expect delays, again, as Metro deals with the track problem there. Also, we're still under safe track surge number 16, where they're working on the red line with two stations completely closed, Shady Grove and the Rockville stations. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today. Temperature staying in the upper 80s. Clouds around, mixing in with sunshine as we head through this morning. This afternoon, after about 2 o'clock, a shower thunderstorm may pop up. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Chantilly, 67 in Greenbelt, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The Oscars' only 3-time Best Actor winner is giving up acting. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Boy, do we have a show for you. 6:35. Cal Thomas, he's an author and columnist. He wants to talk about hate coming from the left. 7:05, we've got Mark Lauder. He's the vice president's press secretary. A lot to talk about with Mark. 7:35, Tom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch. 8:05, we've got Jason Russell. He's here to talk about Metro with us. And then at 8:15, we got the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna Romney McDaniel. And she's going to be especially buoyant this morning after that Georgia race yesterday, because the Republicans won. So she's going to be pumped. Vince Collin is here alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Tonight I stand before you extraordinarily humbled and honored.
So this is not the outcome any of us were hoping for. But this is the beginning of something much bigger than us.
That was down in Georgia. The first one being Ms. Karen Handel, the GOP candidate in a special election. And the second one was Mr. John Ossoff, the Democrat candidate in that special election. She won, obviously, and he did not. Yeah, she won with 53% of the vote, and he only got 47% of the vote. But listen to this. According to Fox News, he spent $31.4 million to lose that race. She spent $23.4 million. It is being billed as the most expensive House race ever.
It's insanity.
What cracks me up is we hear politicians on both sides talk about getting money out of politics. This is the total opposite of getting money out of politics. Also hearing a lot of people say, this is a referendum. What have we been hearing the whole time? This is a referendum on Donald Trump. This is a referendum on Donald Trump. Was this a referendum on Donald Trump? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
So what were those figures you just read? What were the math, the dollar figures again?
Okay, for John Ossoff, $31.4 million.
Right.
And for Karen Handel, $23.4
million. 23.4, okay. Wow. So about $55 million spent in a single congressional race for, let's see, a little over 200,000 voters. That's insanity. One second. I'm just literally punching up the math here. One, two, three.
Let's I could do it in my head. I'm good at math.
Divided by, I'm just doing it for you live. This is incredible what you're experiencing. 250,000. That equals about $2,000 per voter.
It's insane.
If I've got the math right.
And here's the thing is, you know, talking about whether this was a referendum on President Trump, I don't think it is. And this just is my own take on this. I think when you have these state races, when you have something on a more local level, I think a lot of times people go to the polls, at least I hope they go to the polls, to think about what is best for them in their state and their situation. What I think happened here is the Democrats ran a campaign based on hate. The Democrats did what they do best, which is just vilify their opponent, and they ran a campaign based on hate. It was I'm anti-Trump. This is a referendum on the horrible, evil Donald Trump and the horrible, evil, selfish, terrible Republicans. That's what this was about. And I think what we learned here, at least I want to think what we learned here, is that, wow, hate doesn't sell. You can't run a campaign just on hating your opponent.
Well, it's sure.
Or hating what they represent.
Well, the whole thing sure undermines the notion that money is like the only reason people vote for anything. I mean, Hillary Clinton was the best example of why the Citizens United decision was fine. Money and politics didn't really change the outcome. She outspent Trump by like a crazy margin. And it happened again yesterday with John Ossoff losing to Karen Handel, outspending her by a crazy margin. And in neither case was money able to win that race for them. At the end, it came down to the candidates and who they preferred. And I guess in Handel's case, they preferred somebody who lived in their district.
Obviously. Well, you know? Yeah, that's the other thing is, John, I think the Democrats viewed this as a referendum on Donald Trump. And they felt that he's so unpopular and so terrible that they could run a guy who has basically no experience, 30 years old, former congressional aide. And he doesn't have to...
Documentary filmmaker.
You're right. He doesn't have to live in the district. And it can be funded with more money coming from California than coming from the state in which he's running. And that the people of Georgia would be so upset with Donald Trump that they were going to vote for that.
He not a beloved figure, apparently. He was not able to pull it off. And, you know, I also think ultimately Democrats need to assess what's going on inside their own party. Look at the way that the Bernie Sanders-Hillary Clinton thing settled out. It didn't settle out well, actually. There wasn't a lot of healing process on after that. There was a lot of bitterness and disappointment and people being upset and angry at their own party. And everyone talks about disunity on the right. Not a lot of discussion of the disunity on the left, which really exists and is creating systemic problems. We had a caller earlier point out, Republicans keep winning all of these special election races. There's a reason for that. There's a reason the Republicans are winning. And Democrats probably have to figure out how to get their house in order. And by the way, simple thing, how to appeal to voters.
You can't just reassess
your message.
You can't just run on hating your opponent, that they're horrible, evil, racist, and do that and stereotype them. Karen Handel, congratulations, first female member of Congress from Georgia and a Maryland native. She grew up in Upper Marlboro. And she didn't really cleave to Donald Trump, but she did not distance herself from him. He actually did a robocall campaign for her. So she did not try to distance herself from President Trump.
Like, and he was tweeting a lot yesterday about how much he wanted her to win. If she was distancing herself, he was holding her nice and tightly yesterday. And now, by the way, Republicans are 4-0 in these special elections.
Yes, they are. 888-630-9625. Was this a referendum on President Trump? And if so, well, what does the outcome say? Tom in Laurelton, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Tom.
Morning. It is a great morning. I was one of the donors that sent some money to Karen. And sure, it was a referendum on Donald Trump. Why not? That's what we were told by the Democrats. And by the way, the Democrats don't need to do any self-examination. Everything they're doing is wonderful. And I only have one message for all the Democrats out there that live inside this little beltway bubble.
Oh! A sinister laugh.
Great. That is very funny, Tom. Thank you.
The closest thing to a real-life muhaha I've ever heard.
A muhaha?
The muhaha.
Very good. John in Fredericksburg. Tough act to follow, John. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. A week and a half ago, they told us that Ossoff was ahead by 7 points, trying to demoralize Handel's people. Well, we lost by 5, which means they had a 12% margin of error. They're telling us now that Trump has a 35% approval rating. Well, Rasmussen says 47 or 50. Hey, it's the same margin. Isn't that interesting?
They're
lying to themselves and believing their own lies.
Democrats, I guess, aren't really good at math and polling. Percentages are not their forte.
Well, it's definitely not served them all that well. I mean, otherwise Hillary would have been campaigning in very different states than the ones she ended up failing to campaign in.
But it's the same playbook they used at the national level. They're using on the local level. Failed them on the national level. Failing them on the local level.
By the way, false hope in polling is never a good thing. It actually diminishes the energy for your candidate. You need to, if you feel like you're slightly behind, you have a shot. And people will put energy into your campaign.
888-630-9625. Was this a referendum on President Trump? And if so, what does this say about President Trump? It is 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. And it is. It's pretty quiet, especially Virginia Beltway. Great trip around Annandale, Tysons. Enjoy the ride. 66 here, though. We're bunched up through Manassas, Centerville, and 95 as you try to get out of Stafford and up toward Aquia. Now, we are dealing with issues on Metro Rail. First, we're still under Safe Track Surge 16 through Sunday evening, where two stations remain closed, Shady Grove and Rockville. However, not expected. Crews tell us they're dealing with a signal problem outside of Federal Center. And as a result, they're not saying they're single tracking, but delays on the orange, blue, and silver lines, again, because of this signal issue. 270, no issues for you. The volume, Urbana, Hyattstown, wide open, Germantown, Rockville, and down through to the Beltway. So that looks good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunshine with some clouds thrown in. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Highs 89 degrees. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible early in the evening. Low 72. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds. Sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day with a high of 93 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, 71 at 617 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So Karen Handel beats John Ossoff in Georgia. Everyone looking at this election, hearing over and over again, this is going to be a referendum.
It's a harbinger.
On the Trump presidency. It's the Democrats who put that out there. It's the Democrats who said this is going to be a referendum on the president, thinking that everyone hates President Trump so much that they couldn't possibly vote for this woman. They're going to vote for John Ossoff. They put in $31.4 million into John Ossoff's campaign, and he lost 47% to 53%.
Ouch.
Was this a referendum on President Trump? And now the spin coming from the Democrats, Representative Joe Crowley, he's the House Democratic Caucus Leader Chair. He says, well, this is a heavily Republican district, so it never should have been this close.
Of course.
Never should have been this close.
I think I heard Chris Plant make this prediction yesterday on his air. He said, the first thing they're going to say if they lose this is that this was always a red district, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, I do think it's hilarious how much California played a role in this. You had huge California donors coming into the state supporting John Ossoff. And meanwhile, Republicans ran almost uniformly against Nancy Pelosi in that district in order to pin Ossoff with her. And that gave them the victory. California played an outsized role in the Georgia election.
I just find it interesting that they spend $31.4 million on no big deal. Chris from the district, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So is this a referendum on President Trump?
Absolutely. And further, it's a referendum on politics as usual. Trump ran on, drain the swamp, which is politics as usual. Michael Moore said last year, you know, if Trump wins, it'll be the biggest FU to Washington, D.C. And it just proves that, you know, millions of dollars isn't going to win an election. People are sick of it.
Yeah, people are still in the mood for some FUs for D.C., apparently, and that includes in Georgia.
And you're right, and they're still digging in against Trump. You know, he's getting a lot done, but they're doing everything. The establishment, both sides, are still digging in against him.
It's interesting that they are still so deaf and blind to what is happening in this country.
It hasn't created any soul searching that I'm aware of.
No.
It's just a lot of just like, hey, what we've always believed, let's double down on that, because that's probably right.
Well, I'm reading Shattered right now.
Yeah.
And the blindness and the deafness, the tone deafness in the Clinton campaign and from the Democrats, even then, is so interesting to see the development of it and how it just persists and continues through the campaign. And it doesn't, like you said, there's no soul searching now. They're still going, it's Russia's fault.
Resistance to facts is not the scientific position. I'm sorry.
But it makes you feel good. 888-630-9625. Tom in Hampton, you are on Mornings on the Mall. Was this a referendum?
Yeah, just wanted to agree. It's like this is fully intentional. They are, you know, it's almost propagandist. They're destroying their own credibility by trying to create a result that they want, by trying to point to official polling data. And what they're doing is eventually people just, they're just completely ignoring the polling data and the stories they produce, because it's all turning out to be false and inaccurate.
What I find interesting, that is, if them trying to create like their own reality here, it's not working.
Well, it's not resulting in seats, yeah. They're not accruing power.
No, but they keep doing, that's the phenomenal thing for me, and I think Tom is right, it's an information war here. But they're only preaching to their own base, and they're not converting anyone, and they're silencing the right. We've talked about this, not having freedom of speech, but I love the fact that we have freedom of speech when we close the curtain and pull the lever, and we keep gut punching them, and they still don't get it. They still don't get it. So keep silencing my speech in public, and we'll just keep gut punching you when we close the curtain and pull the lever, and we could just keep playing this game over and over again.
That's politics in America, levers and gut punches.
It is 622 at WMAL.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Has it been a while since you met with your financial planner?
Do you know if you and your family are still on the right path? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We know you're busy, but if you can give us 2 hours, make an appointment with the Wise Investor Group and make sure your plans for retirement are still on track and correct them if they're not.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
And good morning. Update is sponsored right now by Spot Hero, Clinton, Maryland, for commuters that typically use Woodyard Road. We have stretched that closed with accident investigation. It'll be east of Route 5, Branch Avenue, and right near Alexandria Ferry Road. So that is closed both directions as crews try to deal with this crash and investigation. I'll let you know as soon as they get anything open there. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge and No major struggles right now around the Capitol Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. Your delays before you get to St. Barnabas, before 210 after St. Barnabas Road. Give you the better news there. Across the American Legion Bridge, that runs great. 66, boy, heavy delays. Manassas, Centerville, and again through Fair Oaks. A lot of that sun glare issue. 395 as you come off the Beltway toward Landmark. But then quiet, Shirlington and over the 14th Street Bridge. On Metro Rail, they're still dealing with a signal issue outside of Federal Center. And as a result, Orange, Blue, and Silver Line trains, extra delays. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today. Temperature staying in the upper 80s. Clouds around, mixing in with sunshine as we head through this morning. This afternoon, after about 2 o'clock, a shower thunderstorm may pop up. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Was this Georgia election a referendum on President Trump? And if so, what does it say? Richard in Fairfax, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Richard.
Hey, good morning, you two. I'm really excited about that House race in Georgia. My bottom line is, yeah, it was a referendum on Trump, but I think there's a bottom line more important than that, and that's that the voters in this country are a lot smarter than the media and the pollsters, and they're a lot smarter than the media thinks they are. They weren't swayed by, you know, tens of millions of dollars of fake money from Hollywood, you know, and all kinds of crazy stuff, thinking that people are going to change their core values and beliefs about freedom and representative government because somebody spent $100 on the advertising. So I'm excited about the voters having the backbone to stick with their core beliefs and not be swayed by all the polls and the pollsters and the pundits and the media and all the crazy polls and all that's going on. Yeah, but I believe it was the referendum on Trump, and it was a great day for America, that's for sure. I agree with that previous caller. I'm tempted to go down there on New Jersey Avenue by the DNC building and just stand outside and laugh. They're on such a winning streak.
Richard, thank you so much for the call. Wouldn't that be an interesting quote-unquote protest to just have, pro-Trumpers go down there and just laugh?
Just laughing.
In front of the dance, just laughing. That would be great. I like that idea. 628 on WMAL.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged 5 times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/go hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/go hire for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/go hire.
Coming up on WMAL, we will be joined by Cal Thomas. You know him, you love him, and we're going to discuss his latest piece on the hatred in politics. We have been talking about this so much, and he's going to give us his take on that. And is there anything we can do about this to roll it back? We'll find out from Cal coming up next. It is now 6:30. Here's WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, Prince George's County Executive Rushen Baker is formally launching his campaign for governor of Maryland today.
This campaign is about all of us and what we can do together by building a grassroots movement to demand that government work for people.
Baker released a video this morning to kick off his campaign for the Democratic nomination to run against Republican Larry Hogan next year. Breaking news this morning from London, Buckingham Palace says Prince Philip is in good spirits after being admitted to the hospital for treatment of an infection. Republican Karen Handel has won the special congressional election in Georgia.
She beat Democratic challenger John Ossoff in the battle for Georgia's 6th district. Political analysts say Handel's victory raises questions about whether Democrats can win with anti-Trump rhetoric. During her victory speech, Handel vowed to represent members of both parties.
My promise is to work every single day relentlessly to make our state and this country a better place.
President Trump tweeted a message for the winner Tuesday night saying, "Fantastic job. We are all very proud of you." I'm Reed Binion reporting.
The FBI and local law enforcement later today going to spell out more details about what happened a week ago when a gunman opened fire on Republican lawmakers who were holding a baseball practice in Alexandria. A funeral service is planned for this afternoon for 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan, the Northern Virginia Muslim girl murdered last weekend. The service to take place at her mosque, the Al Dulles Area Muslim Society in Sterling. Police have said, though, that Nabra's death was not the result of a hate crime. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,467. The NASDAQ at 61,88. Sports, the Nationals overwhelm the Marlins. The Orioles get a win over the Indians. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have 7 seminars in the D.C. metro area the week of July 10th with weekday sessions 1 and 7 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
Step up to higher rates with a John Marshall Bank 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CD. To learn more, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 commuters, boy, a lot of heavy delays trying to get through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. A lot of that due to the sun glare this morning. With travel lanes reported open, just be careful. On 95 through Stafford and Aquia, jammed again Dale City to the Occoquan. Feel that heavy delay, but that's pretty much in our normal stretch. To the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, out of Maryland. Delays now before St. Barnabas Road. Clinton, Maryland, accident investigation continues and closes a stretch of Woodyard Road east of Branch Avenue, right near Old Alexandria Ferry Road. They do have that blocked off, again, with accident activity. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park, and around to Silver Spring, very heavy. And for Metro Rail, they are still dealing with a signal issue, they tell us, outside of Federal Center. And as a result, orange, blue, silver line trains, extra delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not great today. Hotter weather in the forecast, though, as we look ahead toward Thursday. Clouds mixed with some clear sky this morning. Cloud sun this afternoon. A passing shower thunderstorm, 89 degrees. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm early tonight. We'll fall back to about 72. Becoming cloudy tomorrow, but warmer, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Arlington, 63 in Olney, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington. Mornings on the Mall and AM 630.
Hey, good morning. 6:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 7:05 this morning on Mornings on the Mall, we got Mark Lotter. He's the Vice President's Press Secretary. It's Tech Week at the White House. He wants to say some stuff about that. 7:35, we've got Tom Fitton. He's the President of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch with a new report on Susan Rice's unmasking documents all being swept away and hidden inside the Obama Library. 8:05, we got Jason Russell on Metro from the Washington Examiner. And then Chairwoman of the Republican National Committee at 8:15, Ronna Romney McDaniel, joining us after that Georgia election yesterday. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnay. He's joined by Mary Walter.
Happy summer, by the way.
It didn't used to be this wet. Somewhere in the 90s, Republicans decided on a politics of personal destruction if they run after the Clintons, and that is the provenance of it, and that's what has continued.
That was Nancy Pelosi less than 24 hours after everyone deciding that we're all going to get together and tone down the rhetoric. Nancy Pelosi blaming all of the hatred on Republicans. Joining us right now to talk about this continuing insanity, one of my favorite people, Cal Thomas, author, columnist. You hear him here on WMAL. Cal, good morning.
Hi, Mary.
You have a wonderful piece in the Washington Times regarding Donald Trump facing just this the amount of rage and hatred coming from the left. But here's the thing. The Georgia election that we were just discussing, I view it as it was a campaign run on just hating Donald Trump, hating Republicans, hating everything Republicans stand for, and they lost.
Are they going to figure out that this isn't working for them?
Well, that's the key, Mary, and I think the anger is really directed at themselves. It's self-hatred. These are policies they continue to advocate that were forged in the Franklin Roosevelt administration. They've long exceeded their sell-by date. They can't win on ideas and issues. Look at the health care. The Obamacare is failing everywhere with insurance companies pulling out. The Democrats have lost every special election since the November presidential election. And they're not getting the message. And so the only issue they have left is hatred and division, and it's all the Republicans' fault, and conspiracies and vast right wing, this and that. They've run out of ideas. Their tank is empty. They need to go back to their rooms, shut the door, put some padding on the walls, beat their heads against it, and then come out with policies that actually work.
I'm with you, but I would eliminate the padding on the wall, just saying.
You know, we've heard a lot from Democrats in the immediate wake of the Trump election. There was a suggestion that the media and the Democratic Party collectively would begin some soul searching, but very little to no evidence that that's even happened. We've heard Democrats cursing in public about the president of the United States. We've seen all these sort of acts of violence. Do you have any hope for the Democratic Party, to the extent that you want to give them any, that they're going to ever recover from this?
Well, you know, if something's not working, you need to try something new. I mean, all these statements like Nancy Pelosi and others, I mean, this was going to be a referendum on Donald Trump. Everybody said so. The Democrats said so. They said that in previous elections. So if it was a referendum on Donald Trump, then they lost the referendum. An honest Democrat would stand up to the microphones and the cameras and say, you know, maybe we need to pay attention to what this flyover country we have been disparaging for years really thinks, because we're not winning elections. What kind of policy are they going to take into 2018 that is going to allow them to recapture the Congress, to impeach the president, and all of these other things? It's not working. I mean, what else, what other evidence do you need?
How did you respond last week to the shooting? There were a lot of people who came out in the wake of that and said, we need to tone the rhetoric down, and on both sides of the aisle. What was your view on that?
Well, it's true. I mean, I'm old enough, and I hate to admit that I'm old enough for anything these days, but I'm old enough to remember when actually people got along mostly in this town. You had some very famous, well-known, written up in the style section of the newspaper, women who gave these parties and brought people together of different backgrounds and beliefs. They got to know each other. Spouses came to town. Members of Congress stayed longer. They had social events. They ate together once in a while. They had relationships. Now they fly in on Tuesday morning or late Monday night. They fundraise. They don't read half the bills they vote for. And then they go home on Thursday night, and nobody knows each other anymore. We're all parts of tribes, and no tribe member speaks to any other tribe member. And if you do, and somebody takes an iPhone picture of you and puts it on Facebook or whatever, you're denounced for not being sufficiently liberal or conservative, and the picture is used against you in the next campaign. It's disgusting.
So where do we go from here?
Term limits. You know, we need to recycle trash in Congress for the same reason.
Term limits are great, but every politician will say, hey, you have term limits every time we come up for re-election,
well,
but you
true.
Keep voting for us.
Well, look, Mary, I think the real answer is to give the politicians a message. We are not going to keep voting for people that don't make things happen. Now, Speaker Paul Ryan says they're absolutely going to get tax reform done before the Labor Day. That's what he said yesterday in his speech that he made in D.C. And that's fine. Okay, let's hold him accountable for that. Let's get letters and phone calls and interviews that he does. Let's ask him about that. Keep the pressure on. He held up this little card yesterday in his speech and said, we're going to make it so simple that anybody can do their taxes, fill it out on a card, and send it in. Well, that's going to save me a lot of money on my tax attorney, and a lot of other people, I think, are going to save money, too. Who wouldn't like something like that, a simplified tax code? Remember when Reagan spoke before Congress back in the mid-'80s? He had somebody wheel in on a dolly the tax code, and even Tip O'Neill got a laugh out of it. It was good political theater. People hate the tax code. People hate doing their taxes. That's one thing. Then the health care business. This is fixable. Trump and the administration need to focus on what works, the failures of the policies of the left, from education to health care, foreign policy, everything else. The left has nothing. They have nothing. And conservatives ought to take advantage of that and put through legislation that actually produces results. And that's the way to go.
Yep. Did Paul Ryan call call that a once-in-a-generation chance yesterday.
Nice wish list. Cal Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. Have
Thanks,
a fantastic
guys.
Week. And it is now 6:44 on WMAL.
You'll never see an air conditioner kiosk at the mall.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
No one's going to go door-to-door to sell you a furnace or an air conditioner. But this time of the year, I really want to get the word out about the terrific deals you can get on a Lennox system. I'm offering qualified homeowners a brand new Lennox home comfort system, heating and air conditioning, for as low as $82 per month. No money down, no annoying points or fees, and I'll even sweeten this terrific deal. Get a 10-year parts and labor warranty at no extra charge. Yeah, I know, a new heating and cooling system is a big investment. That's why I've got my stand-up guys raring to go. And no high-pressure sales judo. I wouldn't want you to miss out on those low monthly payments and 10-year parts and labor warranty. I want Snell to be the company that's famous for getting families the information they need to make the right choice for you.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695. Call now.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, I want to begin with Metro Rail for our rail riders. We've had some issues this morning, but Metro's now saying they've taken care of the signal problem near Federal Center, but residual delays still Orange, Blue, and Silver Line trains. So they're trying to get back on schedule, on track, I should say. And it's still under Safe Track Surge 16. They're working on the Red Line through Sunday, which closes two stations, shut down Shady Grove Station and Rockville Stations. Now, out to the roads we go. If you're coming south on 270, Urbana to Hyattstown, slowing again in Germantown for 270 commuters. So far, knock on wood, we've been incident-free. Top side of the Beltway, 95 to Georgia Avenue, slowing. In Clinton, Maryland, accident investigation closes a stretch of Woodyard Road east of Branch Avenue, right near Old Alexandria Ferry Road. They do have that blocked off. In from the west, 66, it's the sun glare. Very slow, Manassas, Centerville, and again in Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Rain chance is not great today, but not zero. We're approaching front, weak front, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Other than that, a mix of clouds and sunshine as we head on through today. 89. Tonight, we fall back to 72. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm early. Some sun early tomorrow, then overcast and a high of 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
You gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at Ted Britt Ford.
That's why all Ford buyers come to Ted Britt.
Shop us online at TedBritt.com.
Ted Britt Ford. You gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at Ted Britt. Ted Britt Ford.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
All right. The American public thinks that our politics are just dominated by bad blood. We got one in four Democrats see the Republican Party as an existential threat. Existential meaning a threat to your very existence. Or in this case, quote, a threat to their way of life. This is according to a CBS poll. Meanwhile, one in five Republicans believes that members of the opposite party is a threat to their way of life, which is sort of an upsetting place to be in an American political discourse. The tone, let's see, the CBS News report says, and while Congress and many observers called for a more civil tone to political debate in the wake of the events like last week's shooting, Americans of all political leanings overwhelmingly say that the tone and level of civility in our political debates has been getting worse in recent years, saying that 68% of those polled believe that the, quote, tone and civility of current U.S. political debate is getting worse, while 24% believe it has remained the same. Only 7% of people think things are getting better when it comes to that, Mary.
Why do you think that is? Like, you personally, why do you think that is?
I think people are happier in their bubbles. They've settled into not allowing conflicting viewpoints to come into their life.
We've been allowed to create bubbles. Think about it. Social media and technology has allowed us to create bubbles from everything from music to your political views, right? You know, think about it. There, when we were kids, we had to ride in the car and we had to listen to whatever music my father wanted to listen to. It was his car. He was driving. You will sit in the back and be quiet. He's not putting on that damn rock and roll. So he put. We had to listen what he wanted to listen to. Now everybody sits in the car except for the driver with their headphones on, and they live in their own bubble. They're not even listening to the same music sitting in the car. And the same thing extends to social media, right? We can all sit there. You block somebody who has an opinion you don't want to hear. You can trash talk because you're anonymous. You could just tell people off and be horrible. You don't even have to be civil anymore just because someone disagrees with you. So we create our own groups. The shooter Hodgkinson at the baseball game,
right?
At the Republican batting practice, he belonged to a group about, you know, bringing down Republicans. So You can surround yourself, even though you're not physically with people who tell you that your view of the world is absolutely right.
Meanwhile, can't help that people are becoming more secular. You replace religion with politics when that happens.
True.
6:50 on WMAL.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge and his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com.
My folks have been married 60 years. They built a home together and were always there for us. So when mom got sick, we swore we'd get her the care she needed. Keeping her and dad together in their own home means everything to us. But now I'm scared. I didn't realize how bad this new healthcare bill in Washington is until I talked to mom's doctor. It cuts services that help them stay in their own home, like help with medications and simple things like bathing and eating. I'm raising my kids and working two jobs. Without these services, I couldn't manage caring for my parents, too. Just one vote in Congress could break us.
Across West Virginia, Medicaid provides critical services to thousands of seniors, helping provide the care they need at home instead of in an expensive nursing home. Call Senator Capito at 866-302-2140. Tell her to protect Medicaid and vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by Community Catalyst Action Fund.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/go hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/go hire for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/go hire.
6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. We welcome back Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Jess, good morning.
Good morning. Happy summer. The first day of summer and crude oil prices are lower again, which could mean lower gas prices for you, right when they usually go up for the summer driving season. Stock futures are lower, indicating a lower open on Wall Street this morning. Markets in Europe and Asia are lower as well. A snapshot of how the housing market is doing in just a few moments. We're going to get mortgage application numbers to see how many people are getting home loans or refinancing existing loans. And a little later this morning, we get existing home sales numbers for May. Amazon has a new try before you buy service, Prime Wardrobe. Mall stores are worried their last benefit for consumers may be evaporating. Amazon Prime members can order clothes and shoes online and only be charged for what they keep. Free returns. The U.S. unemployment rate is now at a 16-year low, but if you're searching, Google Careers is up and running right now. It combs through job sites like Monster, Career Builder, and more, puts all job postings in one spot. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221, or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
Get ready for the concert experience of the year. The number one selling duo in music history, Daryl Hall and John Oates. And international music icons, Tears for Fears. Plus a special acoustic performance by Alan Stone. June 26th, 7 p.m., Verizon Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears.
6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in Clinton, Maryland, still under investigation. Earlier crash and closes Woodyard Road just east of Branch Avenue. So if you typically go east of Branch Avenue over near Old Alexandria Ferry Road, you're still being detoured through that stretch. Around the Beltway, let's go. First, topside College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge, backing before you get to St. Barnabas Road and Virginia Beltway. We've really been off to a good start. Through Annandale, a little bit of volume, and now from north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. Big time sun glare delays coming in from the west, especially hitting us on 66 with the delays Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks heading toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A weak front on the move, and it may touch off a shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, clouds mixing with sunshine. 89 today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
This
is some acting news out of Hollywood.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
He has decided to retire from acting.
Really?
He's decided to retire. Now, first of all, did you know he's 60 years old?
He kind of looks.
For some reason, that surprised me that he's 60 years old. That kind of surprised me. But his spokeswoman, Leslie Dart, said Daniel Day-Lewis will no longer be working as an actor. He is immensely grateful to all his collaborators and audiences over the many years. This is a private decision, and neither he nor his representatives will make any further comment on the subject. So they're not giving any reason as to why he is retiring. So this is shocking a lot of people, especially young Victoria, who is a huge fan and loved him in There Will Be Blood. I have to tell you, I saw My Left Foot, which I thought was fantastic, and Last of the Mohicans, and he was hot. But he was totally hot in Last of the Mohicans. He is the only actor to ever win 3 Academy Awards in the Best Actor category. For movies I never... I saw My Left Foot, but then also for Lincoln and There Will Be Blood.
Right.
I don't even know. Well, Lincoln, obviously, I know what that was about, but There Will Be Blood, I have no clue what that was about. No idea.
You know, in Last of the Mohicans, he's renowned as a method actor. He's like fully absorbed in his process. In Last of the Mohicans, he taught himself how to build a canoe and shoot a flintlock and trap and skin animals in preparation for the role.
Okay, that's going a little bit far for me.
And on the set of Lincoln, he forced everyone to refer to him as Mr. President between takes. And he used the voice constantly. For 3 months, he was fully the character Abraham Lincoln, even when he wasn't shooting.
Young Victoria here, our producer, was saying that he is a method actor. And he gets so immersed in the roles that afterwards it was very difficult for him because he had to now come out of this role, which is why he's probably such a great actor. Mike McKay here has some clarification on what There Will Be Blood was about.
I drink your milkshake.
There you go.
Apparently, it was about a malt shop in the 50s where they have milkshakes. That's what There Will Be Blood is about.
Wouldn't you win an Academy Award for Best Actor in a malt shake documentary?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, set in the 50s. He also earned 2 other Oscar nominations for Gangs of New York and In the Name of the Father. I didn't see any of those either. I've heard of all of these. I'm terrible. I don't go to the movies a lot. He also has one more film coming out. It is yet to be released. It's a drama. It has not been titled yet. It is scheduled to go to theaters on Christmas Day of this year. So, Victoria, there is a chance for you to see one more Daniel Day-Lewis film, which will make her very happy.
And that's what it's all about, is Victoria's happiness.
Absolutely. Coming up on WMAL.
All right. The Vice President's Press Secretary joins us in mere minutes at 7:05. You get a chance to hear from Mark Lauder.
And apparently the administration was listening.